Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now more on the widening scandals around Chris Christie. If you're counting at home, we're at wrinkle three. First, there was the Christie aides ordering a traffic jam as political payback in Fort Lee. Then the allegations by the mayor of Jersey City that several meetings with the governor's office were abruptly canceled after the mayor refused to endorse the governor and went with his fellow Democrat. And now allegations by Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer that Sandy recovery funds were tied to a development deal on Hoboken's north end. We're still trying to find out what this development deal is, and if we are to believe Mayor Zimmer, why the Christie administration would be so invested in its approval. In a couple of minutes, we'll be joined by Steve Kornacki of MSNBC, who comes from North Jersey and is familiar with North Jersey politics from earlier in his reporting career. He also has a theory about a development project in Fort Lee, right near the George Washington Bridge, having something to do with the lane closures there, not just that mayor's endorsement of Barbara Bono for governor. But we're also going to talk to Karen Matzner, editor at the Hoboken Reporter. They're obviously well-versed in what's going on with that development project that Mayor Zimmer was referring to. This deal goes back as far as 2009. Karen Matzner, do we have her up? Karen, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hey, great. Thanks for coming on today.
No problem.
So tell us what we need to know about this Rockefeller project on Hoboken's north end. We looked it up to confirm that, yes, the developer is that Rockefeller group, the same one
yes.
that developed Rockefeller Center. But how Correct. Significant of a project would this be for the city?
Well, this is a project that started around 2008. They started buying up little pieces of property in the north end of Hoboken. And Hoboken's only a mile square, and it used to be that people only wanted to live kind of in the center of town or on the waterfront. Now they want to live anywhere in Hoboken because it's just a wonderful place to live. So we have along the city's outskirts all these areas that are very industrial. Some of them are just parking lots or vacant lots. So I don't know whose idea it was at Rockefeller, but they started buying up these little pieces of property, an old car wash, a parking lot, some other stuff. And they started buying it up in 2008. They've never put forth a project, but what they need to do is have the zoning changed in the area because it can only, right now, developers can only go up to two stories. And I think they've said they haven't put forth a formal plan, but they've said they'd like to build a 40-story office building. And that's right at the northern border, the northern entrance to town. Rather than put a project like that forward where they'd have to change all the zoning, they're hoping the city kind of changes the zoning first. So it would be a big project right at the exit and entrance to town at the northern end. There are only two entrances to town. There's one at the northern end and one at the southern end, and it's right by the Lincoln Tunnel. So that's where they'd be putting this.
And Mayor Zimmer isn't necessarily opposed to this deal. I see it was approved by a city council committee. She's been calling for more of a process. Was she, is she still on the fence about this 40-story office tower?
Well, I think what she's been saying is that she's not against sensible development. There has always been a contingent of people in town growing every day that doesn't want every little piece of property in town to be a huge tower. They want to preserve some open space, and it's also a very dense town. So I think what the mayor's been saying is that she wants this to be looked at more carefully, and it hasn't actually been approved by anyone. What's been approved is a study to see if the area can be redeveloped and if the zoning can be changed. There hasn't ever been a project put forward by Rockefeller to the city saying this is what we want. They sort of want the zoning changed first, is my understanding.
By now, we've all seen or heard about the pages of Dawn Zimmer's diary in which she said she was disappointed in Lieutenant Governor Guadagno's alleged demand because it felt like old-school Jersey corruption. Zimmer's predecessor, Peter Camerano, resigned 30 days after taking office as mayor after he was accused of taking bribes in that large-scale corruption sting that led to the arrest of 29 mayors and legislators from around the state. Were Hoboken developments part of that sting?
No, the sting was statewide, and it was that the FBI got a developer from Central Jersey who was in some trouble already, and they had that person go around to different candidates running for office and say, hey, I want to develop in your town. If I give you money, will you help me? This wasn't related to the Rockefeller Project or any other development going on in town. It's just that land is where the money is, and that's the way the FBI came into Hoboken and other places, just to see if they could snag officials by saying, hey, I'd like to develop in your town. There was no real project on the table. That was just an FBI informant pretending to be a developer to see who would take the dough.
And it turns out the Rockefeller Project first started under Camerano's predecessor, David Roberts, who held office from 2001 to 2009, was responsible for the redevelopment of the waterfront, a new hospital center, and did not resign due to corruption scandals. So it's not like this project was inherently dirty from the beginning or anything like that, right?
No, there was nothing inherently dirty about it. And there's still not necessarily anything inherently dirty about it. It's the idea that somebody who wasn't involved in it, was involved with other things like Sandy Aid or other things, may have been working privately for the Rockefeller Group and possibly, potentially, allegedly had someone say to the mayor, hey, if you approve this project, maybe you'll get more Sandy funding. That's the allegation. The project itself, it's like any other developer. They want to build in Hoboken where it's a great place to live. There's nothing wrong with that necessarily.
Listeners, if you want to call up with more reporting from Hoboken, we took some Hoboken calls earlier in the week just to find out what some residents know about this development project or the politics of it or anybody's connections to it. Or if you have a question, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And also joining us now is Steve Kornacki, host of Up With Steve on MSNBC weekends, writer for Salon and longtime New Jersey reporter. Hi, Steve. Welcome to WNYC.
Hey, Brian.
And I understand you're in Hoboken today, and you were among the first to break the Dawn Zimmer story. You want to tip us off on your latest reporting?
Well, we just got here, and our brilliant idea of some man-on-the-street reporting in Hoboken is being undercut by the 7-degree temperatures. There aren't too many people on the street today, so that's the latest update I can give you.
And if they are, they're not going to stop and talk to the media all that much. Maybe there are developers on the street. The developer-to-citizen ratio has increased today.
That's true. It could be some riper targets, I guess, for us.
So, Steve, a question of motive. If we were taking Dawn Zimmer at her word and we're playing 6 degrees of separation, we'd only need 2 degrees to connect the Hoboken development allegations and the Christie Bridgegate scandal, because Port Authority chief and Christie ally David Sampson was serving as a lobbyist for this Rockefeller development project. So are those the dots you're connecting?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, we don't know. There's sort of that's one dot you can, there are two dots you can connect, because the law firm of David Sampson, Wolf and Sampson, which is this huge, politically connected, politically powerful law firm in New Jersey. It's been retained by the Rockefeller Group, and our emails that were, you know, were shared with us by Dawn Zimmer that show, you know, this a lobbyist for this for the Wolf and Sampson law firm, trying to get in touch with city officials, copying David Sampson himself on the emails, and attempting to set up phone calls and between David Sampson and city officials, and just generally trying to, you know, kind of push forward with this project. So you see a clear kind of direct interest in moving the project forward on David Sampson's part. And David Sampson is he's the chairman of the Port Authority. He's the Chris Christie appointed chairman of the Port Authority. He's also just, you know, one of Chris Christie's closest, you know, confidants, closest political allies. So there's that connection. I mean, you could also say, and the administration has not really come out and talked about this, but I mean, I suppose if they do, one thing they could potentially say is just that they have a general interest in promoting commercial development. I mean, given New Jersey's unemployment rate, and, you know, here's an opportunity to you know, maybe add jobs, maybe add to the tax base. You know, so it's possible there are multiple factors here. If what she's saying is true, and this has been a priority for the administration, you know, there could be multiple things at work.
I want to play a clip of Union City Mayor Brian Stack, a Democrat, on CNN, defending Governor Christie. Here he is with Jake Tapper.
As for Mayor Zimmer in Hoboken, I mean, I just think the story is far-fetched, I'll be honest with you.
You don't believe her?
I don't. My relationship with the governor and his staff and this administration has been one of the best, Jake. I've been a mayor of Union City 13 years, going on 14 years. I've been a state senator, and my relationship has been great. I've never had strong-arm tactics.
So, Steve Kornacki, when you hear something like that, and just from being aware of Chris Christie and the way he governs and, you know, pros and cons of his strong-arm style and all that stuff, but how credible do you think it is that Christie might be leaning on a mayor simply for the financial gain of a crony like David Sampson? It's not the kind of thing that people tend to associate with Chris Christie, as opposed to the kind of thing they tend to associate with the more old-fashioned or garden variety style of New Jersey corruption.
Well, that's why I'm saying there could be, again, if what Don Zimmer is saying is true, there could be multiple things at work here. It might not just be just Chris Christie, you know, wanting to enrich, David Sampson, wanting to help David Sampson, something like that. I mean, there could be sort of an intersection of interest here where, from the administration standpoint, and by the way, it would be a perfectly legitimate thing, I think, from the administration standpoint, if one of their goals is economic development in New Jersey, economic development in North Jersey, and here's a project on the table that they think, is going to mean jobs. Because they're talking about, probably commercial development here, big commercial office tower, overlooking Manhattan, potentially jobs, potentially money for the state. So from that standpoint, there could be a completely legitimate and compelling interest for the administration. The two questions, though, are is there also just an interest there in trying to is there an added interest there in trying to, help out David Sampson? Is it appropriate that the chairman of the Port Authority, think of Hoboken as the mile square city. It's a city that depends in many ways on the Port Authority. So you could call it the Port Authority city. Here's the chairman of the Port Authority being copied on emails to city officials in his capacity as the head of this law firm that's lobbying on behalf of a development in his city. Is it appropriate that he's being copied on those emails, that they're trying to set up meetings with him as a lawyer with city officials to push through this project? So there's that question, too. And then, again, there's just the question of linkage. Even if the administration has a perfectly legitimate and innocent interest in promoting this development project in Hoboken, the question that's been raised by the mayor is, did they link that perfectly legitimate interest to holding back Sandy funds? Did they say, only if you give us what we want on this perfectly legitimate economic development front, will we give you what you want when it comes to Sandy? That's the question that's been put on the table by the mayor.
But that also changes the nature of the allegation, doesn't it? If he was trying to make a political deal, give us a development project that we want because it's consistent with our vision of growth in New Jersey, or we'll change the way we allocate Sandy funds. I mean, nobody likes to think of Sandy funding being allocated in any political way at all, but politics is politics. But is that less serious, in your opinion, than if it really was to benefit David Sampson?
My sense is, in the public's mind, what you just said about, Sandy funds being off limits from the typical political trading, the use of Sandy funds as a political lever in any way, my sense is pretty offensive to most people. I get in writing and talking about politics, I've always, I thought there's a lot of gray in politics. A lot of times it can be hard to tell exactly, where the line is. But sometimes it's also easy to tell when you're over the line. And I think most people looking at this would say, if it's true that the administration used Sandy funds as a bargaining chip, used Sandy funds as a lever, for anything, whether it's doing a favor for David Sampson, whether it's pushing for a commercial development project in Hoboken that they thought meant jobs, whether it's a combination of those two things, it could be multiple things motivating them at the same time. I think just the idea of using Sandy funds as that lever, especially when you're talking about a city that's been as devastated as Hoboken, my sense is that's particularly offensive to a lot of people, if it's true.
So, Karen Matzner from the Hoboken Reporter, what's your sense? What's the sense from the sources that you speak to as to why Governor Christie would have been so interested in this particular 40-story development project?
Well, we haven't had 100% confirmation that he knew. I mean, you can speculate. It was other people who allegedly said these things to the mayor, and I've heard different stories of whether it came from the governor or who it came from. So I don't know.
Zimmer's allegation is that Guadagno and another official cited the governor as being behind it.
Yeah, first she didn't tell us that, and then we saw that on other. So, I mean, she is saying now that that was supposedly coming from him. And what would be his interest? I don't think he could have a non-personal interest in it. I don't see why he would say, you know, we need to put this 40-story building up, and then we'll give you. I don't see why that would mean more Sandy aid for the city. If it's a city that's 80% underwater after a hurricane, the public interest would be to have less development in the future. So we don't know that this came from him or that he said that, but if it did, I have trouble linking it and saying, well, yeah, it was in the public interest for him to push this project. Huh. It may have been in the public interest for him to try to get the zoning changed in some way for sensible development, if that's what they were talking about. If it wasn't about the specific 40-story building, he could have, you know, had an interest in saying, let's redevelop that area. It's just a bunch of old buildings. So that could be the case, I suppose.
Here's some pushback against Mayor Zimmer's position from Hugh in Hoboken. Hugh, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. I'd like to just say first that I'm a huge fan, and I really appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you.
But I would like to point out that I do think it's very hypocritical of her because, for example, there was a plot of land on the south bit of Hoboken that's to be used as a park now, and it was owned by a man, and he had paid taxes for 20 years on $10 million, which is what the property was valued at. And then Zimmer went and used eminent domain to take the property and is only paying him and reimbursing him $3 million. So it's a bit of a shakedown, and right now it's even been taken to court. And so Hoboken's defending itself against that. She's shown that she's very politically cunning, and I think that the only reason that this is making any headlines is because she knows that she can make national headlines and then maybe even make her way up through the, you know, Democratic powers.
Well, Karen, from the Hoboken Reporter, is that consistent with the Mayor Dawn Zimmer you cover?
I don't know. I mean, there are so many little things going on here. You could sit and speculate 40 different ways to Sunday about what's going on. I don't even want to begin to try to get into the minds of anyone who's involved in the scandal and what could be happening and who's it seems like this has become a big partisan issue because obviously Governor Christie was considered to be a presidential candidate someday, and so the right and the left are very excited that this is happening. But whether that plays into any motives, I don't know. It seems like a lot to go through to get onto the national stage, really. But you never know. I don't even want to speculate about that.
Let me get one call in for Steve Kornacki. Kate in West Milford, who was watching your show. Kate, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Steve. I was very impressed with your layout of the chronology and the facts on Saturday morning. I watched the show. I did take issue with a person in the second hour, I'm sorry I forget his name, who said there might have been more heat than light because I think one issue that's under-discussed is that Mayor Zimmer seemed to want the process to play out, that she just wanted the municipal process to go ahead, and this whole the discussion with the lieutenant governor seemed to want to skirt that whole thing. Okay, I'd like to hang up and listen on the radio.
Thank you for your call. Steve, briefly.
Yeah, no, I mean, thanks for the nice words. I mean, I think that's one of the why we tried to present it with so much context on the show on Saturday is to remember how Dawn Zimmer came to office in the first place. I think really it's critical to understanding how she's going to approach development projects in general and the redevelopment process, because she came to office, as you were talking earlier, after an FBI roundup of all sorts of corrupt officials in New Jersey, including her predecessor as mayor of Hoboken, who took $25,000 in illegal campaign contributions from a fake developer, Solomon Dweck, who was working undercover. So that sort of, I think, has shaped and defined how she approaches redevelopment. She wants to make sure she's, my impression is she wants to make sure she's sort of going by the book on it, and she inherited this project that seemed to be moving along pretty fast, and she said, wait, we're gonna need a full redevelopment study on this. And of course, one other little piece of information there to keep in mind is that redevelopment study, she said when she became mayor, she didn't have the money in her budget for it. The Christie administration put her in touch with the Port Authority, and the Port Authority said, we've got some money for it. The Port Authority picked up the tab for the study, the $75,000 tab, to pay for this redevelopment study. And the somewhat curious thing is that when that study finally came back about a year ago, it looked at this entire north end of Hoboken, all 19 blocks, and it said only three of those 19 blocks are worthy of the designation area for redevelopment. That's the best designation a developer can get. And those three blocks are the only three blocks in the north end where the Rockefeller Group owns property.
Huh. Steve, before you go, it was your theory, wasn't it, that the Fort Lee, George Washington Bridge lane closures maybe had less to do with the mayor there endorsing Barbara Bono for governor than it did with a real estate development project at the foot of the bridge?
Well, yeah, I try to take pains not to present it as a theory because it's not a unified theory. What we did was we just looked at some of the subpoenaed emails and texts from David Wildstein that came out and from Bill Baroni showed that as these lane closures were playing out, the mayor of Fort Lee himself was raising alarms about what is this going to do to the $1 billion redevelopment project in my town. So he's bringing this up. He is concerned about this as these lane closures are playing out. So we said, well, that deserves a little more. Let's take a look at what that is. And what we found is there is this massive $1 billion redevelopment project. There aren't too many of those in the state, that the value of which is directly linked to access to those lanes that were closed that week. So, and in financing for the second big phase of this $1 billion redevelopment was sort of up in the air as these lane closures were playing out. And it was only when Pat Foy and the New York side blew the whistle, the lanes reopened, and the whole thing kind of ended. It was the first business day after that happened that the developers announced that their financing was secure and the project was going forward. So beyond that, I have no idea if there's a link, if there's a motive, if there's anything like that.
Right.
But
found
when we took a look at
Christie
it.
Wouldn't have had, or his Port Authority appointees wouldn't have had a motive to try to stop that development project, as far as you know, right?
That, as far as we know, no. That's just we just said that mayor was really concerned about this, and when you can link a mayor of a town of 35,000 people to a $1 billion redevelopment project, the one thing you can say is that guy is going to be on the governor's radar. Is this whole idea from Christie that I wouldn't have been able to pick him out of a lineup? I have no idea who the mayor of Fort Lee is. When you look at this administration, when you look at its interest in redevelopment at the local level, for better or for worse, if there's a $1 billion redevelopment project going on some of the most coveted property in New Jersey, I mean a lot that has sat vacant for 50 years, and this redevelopment is in progress and it's at the foot of GW Bridge, yeah, the governor's going to know about that project. The governor's going to know about that town. The governor's going to know about that mayor. Now, that's not to say there's anything nefarious going on, but the idea that we learned about that project, the idea that Chris Christie, Fort Lee wasn't on his radar in any way, a little less plausible.
So, Steve, Karen, we're out of time, except if we're learning about all these strong-arm development deals taking place in Hoboken, why couldn't at least one of them have been to keep Maxwell's open?
Maxwell's is open. They're just not having bands, by the way.
Oh, well, then.
They're serving food, but that's not the same thing.
What good is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Karen Matzner, editor at the Hoboken Reporter, and Steve Kornacki, host of Up with Steve Kornacki, or Up with Steve on MSNBC, 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. Thank you both very much for digging so deeply into this.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.